on the hold right now. I don't know if you've seen this news story. A guy named Howard Kirby. You've never heard the name before, but you're going to see it a bit in the next week. He, an older cat, goes to a thrift store, needs a couch. You know, I think he paid $35 for the couch itself, $70 for a whole set. Gets it home. They're not crazy about the couch. It doesn't sit right. Then his daughter reaches in, and there's $43,000 in cash inside the couch.
Our next guest is a Michigan man who has made headlines after finding over $43,000 in the cushion of a couch he bought at a thrift store and returned all of the money to the family who had donated the couch. And to reward his honesty, a GoFundMe page has been set up for him, so far raising almost $12,000. Please welcome Howard Kirby.
Oh, I'm doing so good. I told you, you wouldn't believe me. If I said it out loud, I wouldn't believe me.
You're getting a lot of attention right now.
Yes, I am. I did not intend to get the attention or anything like that.
Of course.
It's always good to do good. I try to instill that with my children and my grandchildren.
Sure, of course. Of course, nobody does this with the attention. Because let's face it, this attention's going to get somewhat tiresome pretty quick for you. You did the thing that many people wouldn't do. You live on you're retired now, so you live on a fixed income.
Yes.
And you needed a couch for your house.
Well, I saw the couch at the ReStore, and it's the furniture I like. It's a 2x4 construction with cushions.
Yep.
And the whole set was supposed to be $140, but they told me if I got it out that day, because I had other stuff come in, they gave it to me for half price.
Nice.
And so I got it out that day. And money was in the ottoman, in the cushion on the ottoman.
Okay. So, how did you find the money in the, and you know, because obviously you don't normally tear open an ottoman.
Right. Well, it had a cushion on it, so it had a zipper on it, and it was uncomfortable. After we had it for a couple of weeks, my daughter-in-law and I was watching TV, and she decided to figure out why it was so uncomfortable. She unzipped it, and there was two envelopes full of $100 bills.
God. And so it wasn't like it was just hand shoved in there like stuffing. It was in you know, flat form. It was two, and those were fairly $100 bills, $43,000. That's a considerable stack of $100 bills.
It was. It's more money I ever had in my hand before.
Yeah. Well, what do you tell me, if I may ask you a personal question? What do you live on per year? What's your overall income for 1 year?
Right now, it'd be about $1,800. I get about $1,400 a month for Social Security.
Okay. So yeah, just 10. Yeah. No, that's, I get that. It's that's not much. In fact, it's almost impossible to live on that.
Well, it's difficult, maybe, but I can do it. I grew up in a very frugal family. I never knew we was poor.
Sure.
My older brothers and sisters knew it. I didn't.
Right.
But my parents always done their best, and I thank God for how I did grow up.
Sure. So this $43,000 you find. Now, legally, it was yours. Morally, I understand what you're saying. We all know what's ours and what's not ours. Luck is fantastic, but you knew in your heart. I mean, was there a moment you went, I might keep this, or did you know instantly we got to find who this belongs to?
Well, when my son counted it out, he's living with me right now. He's trying to get back on his feet. He's a truck driver and he's got a good job now. He counted that out and had over $40,000. After I woke up to myself, because I was in the daze for a while after that, and I thought,
yes. Yeah.
Well, $18,000 to pay my house off, $12,000 for a roof, and I'd give my church a tithe of $4,500, and then the Holy Spirit, I'm born again Christian, and Christ in me says, who did you put first, and whose money is it? And, you know, I put myself first, and I should not have done that, I know that, but... And Christ says, that's really not your money. You're going to have to at least attempt to find it, owner. And that's what I had to do. And talk about joy when I was able to give that back to them. They didn't know what they was coming to the store for. And It was so good to go through that.
Sure. No, it is amazing. It's a really amazing story. So after their grandfather had passed away, they'd said, please come pick up this couch, and they'd left their information with the thrift store, the restore. So you'd get called them and said, look, these people are going to want this back, but you didn't even tell them what it was. So they roll up just thinking maybe there's going to be some photographs that you had found that the family would like.
Yeah, the granddaughter was hoping that there'd be photographs, pictures of her grandfather, because he's in the armed forces. He died over last year and is one of mementos. And she said, I was hoping for pictures. I says, well, you got a bunch of pictures
of dead presidents.
President. How's that?
Yeah, right. Hey, so what's their financial situation?
Well, they're buying the house from their uncle, and they're trying to remodel the house and everything, and it's tight. He just got laid off back in November, so it's tight for him. She works in the school, but I know it's really tight trying to get the house set up and everything else.
Yeah. So you got this done. You give them that money back, and then somebody named Jay Terrell, I saw this, he's got a GoFundMe page. And of course you're aware of this because you were going to take that money. Like you said earlier, you've got a bad roof, which is in turn going to destroy your home over time. You know, obviously if it leaks, it's just going to get into everything and wreck the whole house. So they're looking for about $15,000, and you're just under 12,000 of that so far.
That amazes me. When my daughter-in-law told me that there was a GoFundMe page, and I says, that's not what I've done this for.
Yeah. Of course.
I didn't know how much it was. I told her, I'll let you handle that because I don't want to put my fingers in it because I don't want anybody to think that's why I've done this.
Nobody, listen, how could you have done that? Think about that, Howard. You couldn't set this up. You couldn't have known that there was, I mean, you certainly, and let's face it, it's bad financial business to give $43,000 back to get $12,000. You know, like, so if you were a dishonest guy, you would have just kept the money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about that. I think people can see your honesty and your genuine character, my friend. I think that's very clear to the fact that these people who don't know you are donating from $25 to $1,000.
I know. It's amazing, you know. I did do a good deed, and I think these people here that's donating this, they're the real heroes. They're giving out of their own. What I gave back was not even mine.
Well, and you're correct. I understand morally it wasn't, but legally, you could have kept it.
Yeah, legally I could have, but...
Sure.
We have to have morals. It's always good to do good. I was raised to be honest, and I do my best to do that.
And to that end, as a show, we do a thing called Hope for the Holidays here. And it turns out we just try to help people who need things like roofs and they need a little help in their lives. I've got $1,000 that we're going to put into this account. The second this interview is over, you'll see another $1,000 come in towards that roof, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Actually, the company's got together, and they're actually putting a roof on right now.
Great. Great.
And I appreciate that so much.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you and your heart, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and what a great example you are for your grandkids. But I promise you, we'll pop that right in the account as soon as this interview's over, okay?
I thank you so much for that. I really do.
All right, my friend. Listen, have a beautiful, beautiful
day. I don't have the words.
There's no words needed. That's, you know what? Just friends helping friends. That's all. All right?
That's what it's all about.
It is.
That's what it's all about.
All right. All right. Take care, my friend. Big love. I had to get off the phone before he made it 2,000.
Sweet man.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. There's still good people in this world, man.
That's exactly the example you want to show somebody. Do the right thing. Be the right person.
And, you know, he's buying couches in thrift stores, and he's living on about 18 grand a year. You know, 1,400 a month, what's that? So that's 10,000, 12,000, 12. Yeah, no, that's right where it's at. It's you know, he's at, 18,000 bucks a year this guy gets by on. And $18,000 in your hand is a lot of money. $18,000 spread over 12 months isn't a lot of money. And right. when you have food that costs you, well, at least half of that, probably. I mean, you think about taxes on your home or they take it away. You got mm-hmm. your electricity and your water and everything else that goes along with it. You know, and then your own house is falling apart. Only thing I disagreed with is I was like, hey, man, maybe you don't give any money to the church. I got enough.
I heard that.
I know. In my head, I was like, I didn't want to step on that, but I was like, hey, man, maybe you don't. That whole tithing thing, that's not what you're supposed to do. Not you. You're the one who's supposed to be getting the help here. You did the right thing. You're an honest cat.
You're good. You're
so
even.
Be good, man.
The best part of that interview that people didn't hear was that was a tour. He's talking to several stations today. And it was Michael from Envision out of New York, who we've talked about before, when guests cancel or whatever, we bring Michael on and make him be the guest. And when that was over, when I hopped back on with Michael, you could tell he's choked up. He goes, tell Johnny, he's a son of a bitch.
Yeah, right, good.
Yeah.
Well, let's put that in right away, right. Okay? We can wiggle it in. Yeah, just through the card, okay?
Right.
All right, then. Anybody who wants to, I'll make sure that goes up on all the Facebook. It's the Howard Kirby found $43,000 and gave it back fund on GoFundMe, but you guys will be able to, if you want to, pitch in as well. And he's at 12,000. He'll be 11,878. He'll be at 12,878 here momentarily. And the goal is 15,000. But he's clearly a good cat, man. Maybe it's worth a couple bucks out of your pocket. Is that him? Excellent. Hey, yeah, you know, earlier we spoke with Howard Kirby in Michigan. He gave $43,000 back that he got in a thrift store. And he's doing really good. But the thing that really struck us was he gave this $43,000 back because morally, and he felt it's not his. And it turns out the family that got it back really did need it. Now, the thing is, he really needed it as well. Lives on a fixed income. He's retired from Walmart. Makes about $1,400 a month, about $18,000 a year after that. And you're expected to live 12 months a year on that. $43,000 was the largest amount of money he'd ever held in his hand. But instead, and this is a guy whose roof was bad, was screwing up his house, had a lot of genuine needs. Not, I want to go buy a speedboat. Not, I want to have a big screen TV. This was, hey, I got to survive type money that could have really changed him. And he just, without fail, gave it back. So somebody put together a GoFundMe and to raise $15,000. And now, hey, thank you, Howard. Thank you for coming back by for a minute. Are you there, Howard?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hi. Thanks for letting us interrupt your morning again, because I know you're doing a lot of tours and a lot of interviews. But this guy, Jay Terrell, put together this GoFundMe to help, because you are a man who's not going to ask for help, and I appreciate that in all of us. None of us like that feeling, but we're fond of saying, you know, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. Now, you were shooting for $15,000, and it was going to go to take care of your house. What all was that going to fix?
Well, actually, there is a local contractor and a local supplier. They got together, and they're putting the roof on for me. And actually, they're doing the work right now. They're on my roof right now, working on my roof right now. And it boggles my mind that people would do this just because I did something right.
Right, but this money was going to go for the roof. Allow me to interrupt because I know we're on limited time. They're also looking for ceiling repair because that happened in your kitchen because of the roof. You also have some flooring issues that they're trying to deal with. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I know we told you $1,000 because you're at 11,978 out of 15,000. And we were talking about this, and we all have this, it's a terrible feeling to leave things undone and leave it open-ended. So $3,032 closes it out at $15,000. So we're going to put that $3,032 in and close the whole thing out at $15,000. I just wanted you to know that today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, Howard, don't listen. Be happy, my friend. Let's just, we talked about it after you went on to do other interviews, and all of us kind of felt the same way, that it's just not our style to leave stuff open-ended. And we like to get things done. So we're going to put that in, but we'll put that $3,032 in, because you're at 11,978 right now. I just refreshed it. You've had 184 donors. We're going to close this thing out. And then anything else will be bonus. You do whatever you like with it, but just get all your house fixed and get your world together.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I did not expect any of this.
No, of course. No, of course.
Thank you so much.
That's listen, you're a good man. And how, by the way, may I ask you how old you are, Howard?
I'm 64.
64 years young. All right. Listen, go enjoy your day today. Go outside and smile a little bit. Say hi to the neighbors. Feel good about today. Today's going to be a good day for you, all right?
It's a great day.
Excellent. I love to hear that. I just wanted to let you know, and thanks for letting us butt in for a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. Take care, my friend. See, there you go. I just died. We all felt weird about it. We've never left a hope open-ended.
Yeah.
You know, everything was always start to finish. And so I was sitting there looking at the screen going, well, that's still not done. I mean, it's still not done, right? And that kept going through all of our head. And I finally turned to T and he goes, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Nick, I'm thinking the same thing. Jake's like, yeah, no, I thought I was kind of shocked we didn't finish the whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. We should have the first time. So we will now. You got the card?
Yes.
All right, let's use the hope card. Let's put it in. And like I said, I had a couple people text me too, and that reminded me that we should finish it and throw some more money in. So we have plenty in the account to get that done. But let's close out the whole 15,000 form right now, right?
Yep.
All right, then. Thanks, guys. Stay right there. Hold on, everybody.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. Broadcasting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.